to Bill Dundabakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Representative Denton Zupke from Watford City, North Dakota.
Yes, Denton Zupke. I am the representative from District 39 to the state of North Dakota, and I also serve on the Western Area Water Supply Authority Board.
The Western Area Water Supply Authority Board, commonly known as WAS. Just wanted to ask you just a few questions regarding that and just kind of some future thoughts as well. So maybe if you could start from the beginning, how involved were you or how much a part were you in the beginning with the whole Western Area Water Supply Authority?
I actually was the chairman of the, if you want to call it a steering committee, but it was probably the group of individuals that initiated that whole entity. And then I also served as chairman of the board for 4 years after we actually got the entity organized through the state of North Dakota.
What, year was this, and what was the original intent?
Well, we were dealing with a very serious issue in western North Dakota, in that you're well aware of the oil development and the Bakken explosion that was going on out there. And we had countless people looking for water, not only in the rural setting, but also most of our, what would be small cities across the state or the nation. You know, we had Watford City, we had Crosby, we had Tioga, we had Ray. All of those entities did not have enough water for the development that was, you know, being proposed and also being developed for all of that oil development. So when we originally took a look at this, we just knew that we had a serious water shortage problem for potable water coming in western North Dakota, and hence that became kind of the driving force behind what we did.
Now, my understanding is that when this first started, it seemed like everybody was on board for getting water to the people and that sort of thing. The questions come when the industrial sales started coming. Is that a fair statement to say that everybody was on board getting it to the people, and then once the industrial sales came, that's when some people started becoming vocal with their disagreement with the project? Is that a fair statement?
I think that's fair and reasonable. I don't know of anyone who ever objected to the domestic side of WAS. The problem we ran into is that we had been in meeting with the State Water Commission and individuals with the state of North Dakota prior to the 2011 session, trying to raise money to develop that water supply project, and no one was willing to give us any money. I don't know if the state just did not have the money, or they did not want to replicate a couple water projects that were already in the state of North Dakota. I remember a legislator saying, we don't want to do another Southwest Pipeline. And the Southwest Pipeline is something that is really owned by the state of North Dakota, and it has been funded either through some federal funds or all state funds, and their repayment on those funds is simply whenever you can pay us back as you go along. So they have made some payments back, but when we came with WAS and said, hey, we need to build this water project, basically everybody was talking borrowed dollars. They said, well, you know, if we give you the money, how are you going to repay it? And just so you understand, those cities that I mentioned, many of those were already selling some water to the industry because there was such a huge demand, and these oil companies were just begging for water, and they looked at it as a revenue source, and so they were selling some of their water already industrially, so it kind of all morphed together to where through the state of North Dakota and some negotiations, the whole idea hatched of having those entities turn over their industrial sales to Western Area Water Supply Authority, and that becoming the repayment capacity for those loans. That's how it all happened.
And you're referring to RT Supply or RT Water, RT Supplied. I can't remember the name. I just remember RT, Ray, Tioga, Stanley bought in a little bit later on. And that's kind of what you're referring to in terms of selling industrial water to the oil companies. Is that right? Or were there other municipalities too?
No, that's correct. R&T Water Association was selling water industrially. The city of Tioga, which is a member of R&T Water Association, was selling water industrially. The city of Watford City, was selling industrial water sales. Williston, the city of Williston, they were gracious enough to turn over their industrial water sales to make this entity happen. And McKinsey County Water Resource District, this is another entity that is a part of WAS, was selling water industrially. So that's where this genesis of this whole project came is, we'll borrow you the money. All of those entities can come together and become Western Area Water Supply Authority. And in exchange for us giving you this money to build out this system and bring water to those cities and to that rural area, they will turn over their industrial water sales to repay us. So it was kind of what the state of North Dakota agreed to, or in a sense, maybe even proposed a little bit.
To listen to the full-length interview with North Dakota Representative Denton Zupke, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Speeson. This is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
You should have seen it coming. A hatchet and a butcher block, but she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention to. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today.
Where you end up depends less on luck than what you do or what you got. So keep your head on a swivel, look both ways when you cross the street. 'Cause this world is full of sharks and wolves, and all they ever do is eat. Oh, it's good to mind your own business, but you better pay attention too. You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
Let's take a moment and talk about Meridian Energy Group and the Davis Refinery. Davis Refinery, the first greenfield refinery coming to the United States in over 50 years, and it's coming to Belfield, North Dakota, right here in the Bakken oil field. Talk about addressing the need for local. Well, that's what the Davis Refinery is going to do. I mean, the Bakken right now produces more than 1 million barrels a day, and there is currently minimal refining capacity in the region, and the Davis Refinery will be addressing that need. Plus, the Davis Refinery will utilize North Dakota's energy resources and enable Meridian Energy Group and the region to realize huge long-term cost savings by eliminating the need to transport that crude oil to the Gulf for refining. For more information, check out davisrefinery.com or meridianenergygroupinc.com. That's davisrefinery.com and meridianenergygroupinc.com.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.